Our next item is conditional use number 2000, Jovid Venture LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that is in my area, and I know that during the commission's discussions about it, there were some questions or concerns, and I just want to make sure that those issues that my fellow commissioners might have that aren't being addressed by the motion that's been circulated can raise those points at this point. You know, those issues that, of course, have to do with the parking of vehicles on site, as well as the possibility of folks being bussed in for larger events. And that is an issue of concern, and I think is in fact being addressed about backing out. But if there's other issues, him, otherwise I'm prepared to make a motion.
I have none.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2000 for Jovid Ventures LLC for a facility for wedding ceremonies and receptions based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is currently approved for use as a bed and breakfast. The owners are seeking to have weddings on the site as part of the bed and breakfast operation. Two, the use will be limited in scope and will not require any additional permanent structures on the property. Three, the use of the site for outdoor weddings and receptions on a limited basis is not inconsistent with the surrounding residential uses. Four, the conditions and limitations placed upon the conditional use, with the conditions and limitations placed upon the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or area roadways. Five, several neighboring property owners appeared in support of the application. Six, the use is a benefit to Sussex County residents and visitors by providing an affordable location for wedding receptions in a convenient area near hotels, shopping, and restaurants. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no more than 25 events per year shall occur. Events shall include activities occurring over more than one day if they are for the benefit of the same host, guest, client. For example, a rehearsal dinner on Friday, wedding on Saturday, and Sunday brunch all counted as a single event. If a tent is required for the event, tent setup may occur 2 business days prior to the event, and removal must occur within 2 business days after the event. B, no more than 125 guests, not including staff, shall be permitted at any event. C, all events shall conclude no later than 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and events held Sunday through Thursday conclude no later than 9 p.m. D, music or similar entertainment is permitted. The area set aside for stage location shall be shown generally on the final site plan. E, portable toilet facilities may be permitted during any event as needed. They must be delivered no more than 2 days prior to the event and removed no later than 2 days after the event. The general location of portable toilets must be shown on the final site plan, and the location must be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, subject to the final site plan approval, at least 12 parking spaces shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. No parking shall be permitted along Warrington Road or Old Landing Road. G, no drop-offs or pickups of guests or staff shall occur on either Old Landing Road or Warrington Road. All vehicles must be required to pull onto the site. No vehicles shall be permitted to back out onto Old Landing Road or Warrington Road. H, the interior drive and parking area shall contain sufficient space for vehicles and shuttle buses to turn around completely on the site. I, all entrance locations shall be subject to the review and approval of DLDOT. J, to ensure that traffic and associated parking with the events are not adversely affecting area roadways or the community, this use and its site plan review shall be reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission 5 years after the final site plan approval is granted. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Last item should be K.
K, thank you.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2000 Jovid Venture LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.